This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Corinthian College in the U.S., one of the largest for-profit higher education companies, is in bankruptcy court today. Its bankruptcy plan, if approved, would pay both students and general creditors out of what remains of Corinthian's assets, but some agencies and states object to that plan, saying it protects Corinthian from their lawsuits, Marketplace's Gigi Duban reports.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued Corinthian a year ago, saying it charged exorbitant tuition for some programs and saddled students with unusually high interest rates on loans. $3.5 billion in federal student loans are at stake in the liquidation. Gilbert Henschke studies for-profit universities at the University of Southern California.
We've got students, we've got governments, employees, we have the public.
Who loses? Henschke says everyone.
Corinthian's a great canary in the coal mine, but I think the question is, what's it telling us?
He says if the settlement forces lenders to tighten up, it could make it harder for students anywhere to get loans. Mike Riley heads the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers.
A considerable portion of debt that those students incurred is not with the federal government, but with private lenders.
Riley says Corinthian's bankruptcy proposal could leave students and the government still stuck. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.